Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I am, and you are too. We are talking with Carlos, who's here in the United States from Mexico, working in the U.S. His visa's going to expire tonight, and he will expect to remain in the United States on that work visa. And, of course, he's here doing this all legally. He's not here illegally, unbeknownst to INS or anyone else. So just that we'd rather just refer to him by first name, obviously, because there are people, I'm sure, listening who might want to create a problem. So, you know, you never know. Just to keep it safe, Carlos will be here right up until the end of the hour, hopefully, with his interpreter, Odilia, who's doing a magnificent job, I might add, Odilia.
Thank you.
I don't know the Spanish language too well. I know enough of it. So if you're misinterpreting anything, I'm sure there's somebody out there who will nail us.
Oh,
that's
no.
For sure.
Okay.
But I trust you. I trust you.
Well, I'm trying my best.
Let's see if we can take our first call. And that is Dan from Houston, I believe. Hello, Dan. You're on the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to all of you. Hi. I'd like to ask the fellow from Mexico, what is the opinion of the Mexicans concerning the southern border of Mexico, where hundreds of people a year, men, women, and children, are slaughtered, raped, and massacred for trying to get into Mexico to get to the United States? So how do the people of Mexico feel about that? Or I guess there's nothing they can do about it. I'm not blaming them. Obviously, the government of Mexico is responsible for it. But I have one acquaintance who made it all the way from Guatemala through Mexico to here, and has been on the news too, the experiences they have of the horrible brutality they take from the Mexican government, the federalists, just literally slaughtering people for daring, trying to get to the United States.
Dan quiere saber que es tu opinión, cómo te sientes como mexicano, que en el puente del sur de México, el puente con Guatemala, que el gobierno mexicano es tan cruel y tan salvaje con la gente que trata de entrar a México por la frontera del sur de México, y que son tan salvajes con las personas de ahí. ¿Qué piensas de eso? ¿Qué opinas de eso?
Desde el punto de vista migratorio, México tiene muchos problemas económicos. De hecho, es difícil cubrir fronteras. Ahora, él, ¿qué puede hacer con tanta gente que viene de otros países? Para algunos quedarse en México y otros solo lo usan como un camino para ingresar hacia este país. Ahora, él también no sabe qué intenciones tienen ellos al llegar a México. Ahora, se ve que son gentes de campo, gente muy pobre, que también anda en busca de alguna oportunidad de mejor vida, pero ahí es donde probablemente, no sé, pueda presentarse como algo de corrupción, solo pidiéndoles dinero por dejarlos entrar y tratándolos mal de alguna forma de sacarles algo, I don't know.
He's I'm going to try and paraphrase most of what he said.
All right.
He says that Mexico has many economic issues, and so for other, even, I guess, poorer people, usually what he's aware of or what he's has the impression of is that most of the people that are coming and trying to cross that southern border are very poor people, and that there is corruption, and that they try to take advantage of them by treating them poorly and trying to get more money out of them, and that's very sad.
Does that answer your question, Dan?
Well, I think it kind of ignores the fact that Vicente Fox is personally responsible for the murder of hundreds of poor people right across the border of Mexico every year, men, women, and children, and not to try to get money out of them, but slaughter them, massacre.
All right. Why don't you stay on the line, Dan, and we'll continue when we come back. Stay tuned. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Colestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Colestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with our guests and Carlos. I can see Carlos is kind of shy, and I hope he's not intimidated. I'm not trying to ask mean questions or tough questions, but firm but benevolent. And I know that he seems to be quite respectful and quite a decent individual. I can tell just by listening to him. And, of course, his interpreter is here to interpret questions and answers for him, Odelia. And, Dan, you're still with us on the phones, right?
Yes, sir.
You were mentioning these slaughters and how the Mexican government treats its own people, as well as those who come into the country illegally or legally, for that matter. And did you feel that Carlos tried to answer your question as best he can, or did you expect more?
Well, I appreciate his answer. There's nothing he can do about it. My point is, every time this subject comes up, it's like medium out the round. And the fact is, disregarded the fact that Fox is encouraging the Mexicans to come here at the same time, annihilating us hideously, cruelly.
Yes.
Those who come into his country from the south. And in the meantime, the United Nations has come to do a damn thing about it, filth. In the future recorded history, the evil of the UN be equated to that of Hitler and Stalin, and then as well as Fox. So I don't blame him for coming here because he needs a job and way of life.
Right.
I just want those facts made clear. Every time you just talk about it, all gets kind of put out like, oh, ho-hum.
Yes.
I'm trying to put away the ho-hum so people know how disgusting Fox is and how evil the UN is, really nothing about it.
I understand. I take that point, and I think they do as well, quite well. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate your input. 1-800-313-9443. Unfortunately, all the lines right now are jammed. Let's go to our next call, Tom in Ohio. Hi, Tom. You're on the program.
Yes, I wanted to ask why you didn't have Glenn Spencer on this program tonight.
Well, why should I have him on tonight? I mean,
well, see, he would know the real good questions to ask.
And I'm not asking any good questions?
Well, yeah, you are.
Oh, right.
I can't understand why he does. This gentleman doesn't know or ever heard the term Reconquista.
All right.
Dice que el hablador que no puede creer que tú no has oído el término reconquistar.
¿Cómo? Reconquistar.
Ajá. ¿Sabes qué quiere decir eso?
Sí, pero ¿dónde?
He knows what the term means. He just never...
Does he also know that Fox is a German name?
Que si sabes que el nombre, apellido Fox, es un nombre alemán.
No.
Nope. ¿No sabías eso?
No, y yo siempre estuve, nunca Fox.
Ajá.
Pero se refiere a quién.
Al presidente Fox.
Oh, él siempre estuve en contra de ese partido. Nunca me gustó para nada. Menos él, porque él es un hablador, es un mentiroso.
He says that he doesn't have a very high opinion of Fox, and that he's a big liar, and that he never really agreed with any of his policies.
Tell him if it'll make him feel any better, we believe our politicians are all liars, too. So we're right in there with him on that. And I was wondering if he had ever heard of a term called the New World Order, where they plan to take South America, Central America, Mexico, Mexico, and the North American continent, the whole continent, merge it into one and call it, I think it's Amerex. Have I got that right,
Que el hablador Tom quiere saber que si has escuchado de algo que se llama el nuevo orden del mundo, New World Order, que es algo que los Estados Unidos agarra México, Centroamérica y todo Sudamérica y se hace un gran país que tiene un nuevo nombre.
Mire. Sería una buena respuesta. Sería tal vez el término de muchos problemas para esos países que están realmente pobres, especialmente Centroamérica.
He said that in his opinion, that would probably solve a lot of problems and would probably end with a lot of the issues that are going on right now.
Has he ever seen United Nations forces down there in Mexico? Our Chinese forces or German forces or any of their aircraft.
Que si hacen alguna vez mirado o visto o estar enterado de fuerzas de otros países en México que han sido mandados ahí por los United Nations, Naciones Unidas?
No.
No.
Solo cuando hubo un problema muy grande en Chiapas, mandaron como inspectores, pero solo para...
¿Inspectores?
Sí, solo como vigilar cómo actuaba el gobierno en ese estado de Chiapas, porque tuvo muchos problemas de...
The state of Chiapas was having some unrest, or there was a big problem there,
yeah.
And that he saw some, or he was aware of some people. I don't know. ¿Eran soldados o qué eran?
No, solo civiles, solo como observadores.
Entonces, pero de dónde?
Porque fue un gran problema que fue hace algunos años que hubo un gran problema en ese estado.
There was a big problem in the state. He says there were people from other nations there, but that they were observing.
Observing what? How the government handled the crisis?
Que si estaban observando ahí como el gobierno.
Sí, fue una crisis de gobierno. Hubo muchas muertes de civiles por parte del government.
Por parte del gobierno. Entonces el gobierno. Okay. So he says that in the state of Chiapas there was a big problem there, and so the government went in, and I guess they killed a lot of people. The government did.
Was the United Nations there as observers?
Y que las personas que estaban ahí observando, ¿de dónde venían?
De varios países.
They were from several countries, France,
were they observers or participants in the killing?
Que si los estaban ahí viendo, estaban participando en la violencia o...
No, solo para que, ¿cómo era la forma de cómo iban a calmar esa crisis que estaba ahí?
I guess they were there trying to figure out how to calm down the crisis or how to stop the...
And there was French, Germans, Slavics,
England, Italians,
Italians,
England,
varios.
How many different countries were there? 7 or 8?
Como cuántos diferentes países? 7, 8.
He does not know. All right, Tom, thank you very much for your call. Interesting questions, and let's move along now to Jeff in New Mexico. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. Does Carlos favor or oppose centralized nuclear-powered electric generating plants?
Carlos, que si estás opuesto o a contra? Contra o en contra de centralized utilities?
Nuclear-powered electric.
Oh, de plantas nucleares? Centrales?
Electric generating plants.
Que plantas nucleares que crean o que hacen electricidad.
Las plantas nucleares aún son más peligrosas que las de otro tipo de plantas que usan otro tipo de energético, porque planta nuclear, desde que libera vapores, absorbe el agua o el agua se transmite, se transmina, va contaminada. Al momento de que entra la planta, va y sale, lo poco que sale está contaminando todo lo que va saliendo. Y otra cosa es de que ese tipo de plantas nucleares o no nucleares gastan muchísima agua. Y no sé.
I guess I'm going to paraphrase. He's against that option. He says that nuclear plants are very hard on the environment and they're very caustic.
I think he's saying they use a lot of water too, which
yeah.
They use a lot of water. And my second question is, does Carlos think the problem for the whole world is more the problems created for the ecology, environment, rainforest, soil quality, etc., by industrialism, plow farming, militarism, and materialism? And it doesn't matter if communism or capitalism, they both have failed to learn wisdom from the indigenous hunter-forager Sweden agriculture, practicing native culture people in terms of heirloom plants, seed, and etc.
El llamador quiere saber que cuál es tu opinión sobre los problemas del mundo ahorita acerca de la ecología y todo eso que no importa qué gobierno hay que no respetan y que todo resulta sobre el materialismo y todas las personas que el consumidor y todo eso.
Entiendo. Eso se debe a la gran explosión demográfica. ¿Qué es eso?
He attributes that to the
porque
to the
demographic,
the growth of
crecimiento demográfico.
Demographic. The demographic explosion.
Porque cada uno que nace va adquiriendo necesidades.
Every child that's born
solo la industria trata de cubrir la demanda.
New things and the industry is trying to meet those needs.
Ahora entre más gente hay más problemas.
So the more people there are, there are more
crea
problems.
Armas más sofisticadas para controlar eso.
All right. Well, you've asked two questions, Jeff. Thank you. And I think he's tried to answer both. I hope he has to your satisfaction. We got to take a break. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Our guest from Mexico and his interpreter. We'll be right back with the rest of our callers. Stay tuned. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guests, Carlos and his interpreter, Odelia, Carlos from Mexico. And any question, I think, within reason, of course, is a good question. I think Carlos can pretty much answer eloquently as best he can, but he doesn't have all the answers. None of us does, and I think some good questions have been asked already. There are many more that you can ask, and let's see what Truman from Texas has to say now. Hello, Truman.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right. Thank
hey,
you.
My last name, mi apellido is Garza.
Mm-hmm.
And I am my. That means my last name is Garza. I'm a Mexican American, mm-hmm. and I feel really bad about everything that's going on with the folks coming from Mexico. You know, and I understand that they need to find some place to make money in to send money home so that you know they can exist and just live. But when I ask Carlos, does he think it's fair, you know, because this is something that hasn't been asked yet, because I've been listening to you since you first started.
Okay.
Is it fair that everybody that comes over here is allowed to be given the amnesty because of their plight in their own country?
Carlos, that's a good question. Go right ahead, Odelia.
El hablador quiere saber que si tú piensas que es justo que todas las personas que han llegado aquí sin documentos les den amnistía aquí.
Todos ellos buscan una oportunidad, como muchos la han adquirido. Son migrantes que salen de un país que realmente no pudieron hacer nada. Entonces viven en externa pobreza.
He says that most of the people that have come here are come because of extreme poverty. I'm paraphrasing. Go on.
And mi opinión acerca de la amnistía sería una opción, porque para ellos ha sido muy difícil estar aquí. No pueden tener tan siquiera una licencia para conducir, un seguro social, algo para obtener un trabajo más
estable.
Más estable. Solo trabajan de un lado para otro y tienen muchísimos años, ya se han adaptado a esta vida, sus hijos están aquí. Ahora se les daría, estaría de acuerdo que les dieran su amnistía solo a aquellos quienes realmente aprobaran para ello.
¿Aprobaran para ello como qué?
Sí, o sea, que realmente se ganaran esa amnistía.
Ok. Es como que fueran...
Que tengan buenos ciudadanos, sin problemas legales, sin...
So what is his position on granting amnesty, I think is the question.
He thinks that it would be fair... or that he didn't say fair. He said he thinks it would be really great for those people that have come here out of desperation, and that they did get amnesty, that they know they're here illegally and they're aware of it, and so they've adapted their lives to living in hiding or here while they're in the United States without a social security number, or taking the lowest of the menial jobs, or doing whatever they have to, just to scrape a little bit to get by, and that those people that really truly deserve it, or that are honest that are willing to be honest, good citizens of the United States, and I guess that earn the confidence, or I guess that, you know, not, he says, you know, not the people who have criminal records or all of those things, you know, that wouldn't contribute to the United States.
He's saying that he can accept some amnesty. Is that what he's saying?
Entonces, estás, tu opinión, estás diciendo que es bueno darles amnistía a algunos de los que han llegado aquí ilegalmente?
Oh, sí.
Yes.
Can I add to that?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I understand that. Okay, the people that come over here and that are, you know, trying to work and trying to, you know, they're good people. There are good people and bad people in all situations.
Right.
However, what we have is, and this is something that I notice, because I happen to work in a job where I can see the number of people that come from Mexico that don't, I mean, I see, and I have to go and like go to their homes and look and find out information about their apartment or their home or where they're living at. We have a lot of people that are coming here to the United States from Mexico and from South America that are using taxpayers' money to make their living, you know, not just solely to make their living.
Right. And they don't support themselves, and that's the whole idea.
Yeah, we're paying for their homes.
Right.
We're
right.
In Section 8 HUD 8 housing, and unfortunately, I know it's a bad situation. Some of those homes aren't very nice, but it's still being dropped on the taxpayers
of
America.
Okay, we get your drift, Grumman. Thank you. Going to take a break. We'll be back with more calls in just a few moments. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay, I think we are back. Thank you. I think we are back. Yes, all right. The last caller made some interesting points, and I will disagree, I think, with Carlos a bit. In that I just feel that granting any kind of amnesty is saying, don't worry about it, you broke the law, but we'll forgive you anyway. And I just don't accept the idea of somebody coming into my land, my property, my home, illegally, and then asking for clemency, asking for amnesty, saying, look, give me a job, and I'll try the best I can, but I'm still going to stay here. I just don't like that idea. Now, I know you're the interpreter, Odelia, but do you have any thoughts on this as well? We don't want to block you out of this discussion, my dear. Odelia, how do you feel about it?
Immigrated here legally, but hello? But I do have other family members who didn't. And so I can kind of see both points of view a little bit. I know the people that come here do it out of desperation and out of, you know, they don't have much choice. Or they don't feel like they have much choice. And because the option is there, because there are jobs here, and because they can get away with it, then it's going to happen.
Well, it's going to happen, I guess, as long as we let it.
Is it the right thing to do? No, it isn't. And,
right.
Everyone should come here legally. And
well, all we have to do is look at Mexico's laws. And I was going to ask Carlos about that if we have time. He knows, I'm sure, what happens when someone from the south or the north, in this case, say, America, we're north of Mexico, decides they're going to go in, for whatever reason, into Mexico, and especially do things that they don't like in their country but don't mind here, like drug pushing, being part of a cartel that the government can't get its hands on. You know,
right.
When you look at their laws, and they're very specific, the Mexican laws against illegal, you know, violations of their border, then you say, what, are we crazy? Say, yes, we are crazy, because we are the most liberal nation on the face of the earth when it comes to immigration. We have bent over backward. We have twisted beyond any sort of recognition the Statue of Liberty to mean anything and everything that wants to come here can come here, whether it's economic, whether it's, you know, human rights violations. And we saw that with the wars in El Salvador and Guatemala and what happened in Central and South America in the 80s. We saw this big movement, sanctuary movement in America.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, again, we have to ask ourselves the very simple question. Can we afford as a nation to allow a massive influx of anyone and everyone that comes in the country for those reasons to continue to pour in? Because if we do, then we haven't got a country anymore. We just don't have any stipulations and we have no regulation. We have to have some, because if we do it for some and not for others, then we are discriminating, aren't we, you see? That's the problem. And that's my comment on it. But anyway, I don't want to overwhelm Carlos, but let's take more calls. Maybe we'll have time to ask him a question about that. Patrick in Texas. Hi, Patrick. You're on the program now. Do we hear Patrick? I don't hear him. Okay. Well, Patrick must have dropped off. Did he? He was online here. Okay. All right. Richie from Louisiana, then. You will be next. Hi, Richie.
Good evening, Rick. Good evening, Odelia. Good evening, Carlos.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I find it hard to believe that Carlos is not aware of the Reconquista movement or Aslan or Mestizo hegemony.
Mm-hmm.
So at the risk of insulting him, I just find that incredulous. My questions are, what job is Carlos doing here in the United States that an American cannot do? Does he pay taxes? And has he used any public assistance?
Dice el hablador, Richie, quiere saber qué trabajo haces aquí que un americano no puede hacer, que si estás pagando taxas y que si estás usando servicios del gobierno.
No, servicios del gobierno ninguno, pero estoy pagando ya.
¿Estás tomando clases de inglés?
No, pero yo lo estoy pagando.
Oh, he does pay taxes. They are taken out of his paycheck just like everybody else. He pays Social Security,
yes.
Federal
Medicare, federal taxes,
federal income taxes.
Yeah.
So he pays all that.
State taxes as well.
Do we pay state taxes? No. Aquí no pagamos.
You don't have taxes in Texas, or
no state
whatever.
Taxes here. But
what job is he doing that an American cannot do?
It's labor.
It's labor.
Cargar cosas construction
work.
Pesados.
So there aren't Americans to do construction work?
Dice que si no hay americanos que hacen este trabajo de construcción.
Dice que ese trabajo que yo tengo ahora, varios estuvieron haciéndolo, pero solo aguantaban un día y se iban.
He said that the job he currently has, that American or Caucasians would come in and do the job and they would just last for one day and then they couldn't handle it. They
otros
would
solo unas horas y se iban.
Others just a couple of hours and then they wouldn't put up with it.
Would that be the superiority of the Latino work ethic?
¿Por qué piensas que es eso?
Pienso que es duro para ellos o el pago es bajo.
He says that it's a lot of work for the pay, and so that many Americans just aren't willing to do it.
Ah, the pay. There's the rub. And I'd like his opinion on the mestizo hegemony of the North American continent. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Richie.
¿Quieres saber tu opinión sobre esto de reconquistar y mestizo y...? No entiendo muy bien.
Reconquistar, pero...
Ajá.
¿Cómo? ¿Reconquistar Texas o...?
Sí. La parte que fue una vez parte de México, que ahora es parte de los Estados Unidos. Me imagino que incluye California y luego México y Texas.
No es como reconquista, como recuperar, no sé, tierra que fue antes mexicana. Es solo, muchos venimos solo para obtener trabajo donde haya mejor paga que en de los países de donde venimos.
Uh-huh.
Mejor paga, mejores servicios, mejores carreteras, mejores seguridad, mejor en donde, tan siquiera donde estacionar el coche, que sabemos que ahí va a estar más seguro que donde realmente provenimos.
Mm-hmm. He says he's not really aware of it, or he's not into that part of the politics of it, of reconquering, I guess, the parts of Mexico or parts of the United States that previously belonged to Mexico. That it's his opinion, most of what he sees and what he's involved with is that, you know, people come here because it's a safer country to live here. He knows that if he puts his car somewhere, it's going to most likely be there the next day.
Are you kidding? You haven't seen my neighborhood. No, I'm only being a little facetious. Okay. But, okay, I get your drift. And Richie was asking an important question because I understand what Carlos is saying, that personally, on a personal level, he hasn't touched or felt or maybe bumped into any of these groups or peoples. I have to ask him.
I think he's being honest about that. I agree with you.
Right, right. But the thing is, he certainly can't be unaware of the fact that these groups, many of these groups, have an agenda. And it is an agenda to, at some point, retake these states in the United States. He is aware of that, right?
Que si estás al tanto de que existen estos grupos y que quieren reconquistar o parte de los Estados Unidos.
No, nunca había oído de eso, de reconquista, nunca. Hasta ahorita oigo esa palabra.
He says that he had never heard of that group. He's never bumped up against those groups or heard of it, and that's the first time he's ever.
Well, then it's time he learned, right? We have to depend on you to some extent, Odilia, to inform him as to what their agendas are. And they're all over the internet, and they're all over the papers, and you can read them. So he needs to be brought up to speed on that, I think, for his own good, for his own safety, because at some point he may be called upon to do certain things that he doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be good for his own security and his own safety. All right, Mark in Louisiana, you're next on the program.
Hi, how are y'all doing this evening?
Good, thank you, Mark.
This is a good show, too. You don't get this anywhere else but on shortwave.
Thank you.
I thank you for being there. I have a couple of questions, too, if I can be allowed to ask two. The first one is, if it's so difficult to make it at home in Mexico, why not go home and try to make it better?
Que si es tan difícil hacer las cosas, que si la vida es tan difícil en México, ¿por qué no tratar de hacerlas mejor? ¿Por qué tú no mismo tratar de hacer mejor y mejorar las cosas?
Muchos mejoran las cosas. En cambio, yo he mejorado muchas cosas. Solo que lo que hace falta en México es inversión, hace falta dinero para hacer esas cosas, para renovar las cosas.
He says that many people do try to improve things, and he feels like he's made an effort to improve things, but that he feels that you need investments or you need money.
Y todo es basado acerca de la educación de cada una de las personas.
And it's all based on, depending on the education of every person.
Oh, I mean change in the country. Change the system.
Yeah, I think what Mark is saying is, who can do it for them? We can't do it for them. Can't they do it for themselves? Right, Mark?
That's well said.
Yes, okay.
El llamador quiere saber por qué. Básicamente porque México no trata de solucionar sus problemas ellos mismos, porque los mexicanos no tratan de mejorar el gobierno ellos mismos. ¿Qué es tu opinión sobre eso?
Porque en México, mi punto de vista es de que, según la educación mexicana, ellos nunca, más bien me incluyo, estamos acostumbrados desde hace mucho tiempo a que hacemos lo que nos dicen en México. Nunca hacemos algo innovador, algo por nosotros mismos. Siempre lo que nos dicen.
Okay. He is saying that depending on the education, and he's basically, and he includes himself in this, is that the Mexican culture and the Mexican, I guess, background, they're so used to being told what to do and how to be good followers, and that there's very little innovation or thinking outside the box or coming up with generating ideas, because that's not something that's encouraged from day one.
Very regimented society. I understand that. Do you have another question, Mark?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. And I wish this were a discussion rather than, I wish I had more time to respond. But, my next question is, does Mr. Carlos understand the concerns that American citizens have with I mean, it's a deluge. I'm here in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina, the recovery here, and we're inundated with Mexican laborers. They're living here on the property where I live. I'm renting an apartment. But the question is, does he understand the concerns and the fears that American people have?
Que si tú puedes entender o si los cómo se siente un americano teniendo tantos inmigrantes mexicanos aquí de tanta cantidad aquí en los Estados Unidos, como un americano, ¿verdad?, que se ha criado y que ha crecido aquí.
Oh, sí, entiendo. Entiendo eso, solo que, como lo decía antes, estoy de acuerdo con ustedes. Sé que están algo incómodos porque es gente con otra cultura la que vamos llegando aquí, gente que ustedes en muchas ocasiones, hasta, no sé, los ven con temor.
He understands that you would be concerned that there's differences in cultures and that maybe you don't you might be concerned about them.
Los ven con temor y ellos solo, la gran mayoría es gente de campo, gente que nunca ha estado en grandes ciudades. Muchos de ellos nunca han visto lo que es en sí una persona americana.
He says that, in his opinion, most of the people that are here illegally are from, the little farms, and that most of them have never even seen a big city. Mm-hmm. And so they're very shy, and they're very timid, and they're uneducated.
Pero ellos solo quieren buscar un estilo de vida mejor.
And they're just here looking for a better lifestyle. But,
all right, but he understands the concerns of Americans have about hundreds and thousands and millions of people coming here illegally.
Pero que si tú entiendes o puedes que es tu opinión de que como los americanos que ya tienen, ¿verdad?, mucho tiempo aquí, se sientan de tener tanta gente, millones de mexicanos aquí. ¿Cómo se podrían sentir los americanos?
By the way, not just Mexicans. We're talking about everyone coming up through Mexico and from Canada as well. Again, we're not just talking about the Mexican people, although the government facilitates this. Talking about Guatemalans, talking about people from El Salvador. We're talking about Nicaragua and so forth.
No solo inmigrantes de México, pero de todos otros países, de Guatemala, de Sudamérica, hasta de Canadá.
Ellos solo se van vienen acá solo a lo que les platican sus amigos que están de este lado, y a como están ellos allá en su país de origen, ellos solo vienen con un sueño de que van a llegar aquí, van a ser van a ser algún día ricos y piensan algún día hacer algo de dinero y regresarse para allá, pero nunca regresan. Siempre dicen, ya me voy, y nunca regresan allá. Y si algunos regresan, vuelven a venir otra vez hacia la Unión Americana, pero es, para ellos es solo fantasía venir aquí. Lo único que hacen es solo quedarse, no les queda otra.
Mm-hmm. Carlos is saying that from that he understands and that there shouldn't be any fear, because most of the people of fear from the Americans, of the Mexicans, that most of the people that come here just have this very humble dream of becoming rich, or just from what their friends talk on the phone and tell them. And
he said that repeatedly. We understand that. But the problem is, and he doesn't seem aware, the problem with these organizations that have devoted themselves to taking over this country and turning it into another dictatorship, another basket case, as they have done. That's the problem. We've got to take a break, and we have time for two quick calls. Following the break, I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back with Carlos and Odelia. Stay tuned. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Hey, not much time. We're down to the wire. And I'm going to give our final two callers that we've let come in, because we just couldn't take the deluge. But we will let two callers finish up very quickly, about a minute or so apiece, and then we'll sum up and we'll talk about Monday. Deloitte in Idaho, I believe. Hello. You're on program. Yes, Deloitte.
I wanted to ask him what Vicente Fox would do if they held protests in Mexico, such as what they're doing in America.
Okay, that's a good question. Ask that question.
¿Qué piensas que Vicente Fox haría si en México hicieran una protesta como piensan hacer aquí en los Estados Unidos el lunes.
Vicente Fox solo la serviría como espectador, porque él realmente no puede hacer nada. Nadie puede hacer nada.
He said that Vicente Fox would only be a spectator because he really wouldn't be able to do anything about it. ¿Tú crees que no haría nada, no traería soldados y acabaría con la gente que está protestando?
Solo se protegería a él, porque con tanta gente, ¿qué haría? Es todo lo que se está haciendo es meramente público ahí.
¿Dónde? ¿México o aquí?
En donde sea.
Okay. It's his opinion that if something like this happened, that he would probably just make sure that he was safe. That Vicente would only be concerned for his own safety.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much for that quick question. Deloitte. John in California, you'll be our last call.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Thanks for the show tonight. Yeah,
thank you.
This is kind of, you know, a ridiculous dialogue here, but I'll answer the last man's question for the gentleman and yourself.
Sure.
You know, the Mexican government uses its military and police force to keep its citizens intimidated. They never protest the government offices down there.
Maybe Carlos is a little bit...
They never do. Himself. Let me finish. They protest the U.S. Embassy, though, and there's always Mexican military surrounding our embassy down there, and that's never shown on our television.
No.
And they're all in full riot gear. This is an invasion. He's a Mexican national. I could care less what he has to say. We all know who's behind this.
Okay, I agree with you.
Okay,
I agree. All right, you can. Well, you don't have to relate it to him now, but I know he's getting the message right now from many of our listeners, and that's fine. I want to thank you both for coming in at least and exploring these issues with us, because I think it adds to the discussion. People get a better idea, a better handle on things. So thank you both for coming in, and Odilia for translating. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I was talking to Carlos a little bit more, and he says that ultimately this is his opinion, that the earth really doesn't belong to anyone in particular, or that any country or any group of people, that the earth is there for everybody. And that if the Americans don't want to use it or don't want to pick up potatoes or don't want to pick up tomatoes or any of these jobs that most of the Mexicans do, that's okay.
He
says that if you don't want Mexicans here, then don't provide jobs for them.
Well, you know, the problem isn't a matter of jobs or economics. It's a matter of obeying the law. That's the issue. That's the most important issue we're dealing with, whether you're here legally or illegally. And most people don't get that. They don't understand that. And clean up your own act, I think, is the issue that we try to relay to people. And we can't do it for you. You've got to do it yourself. That doesn't give you the right to come here and impose your agenda on us. But anyway, we're out of time. Monday, we'll see what happens. We'll continue this discussion Monday night, May 1st. And until then, I'll see you all next weekend. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Rick Adams, good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.